This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, we're hanging out today, baby.
Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. I was listening to Joe this morning, and it kind of did give me a little bit of a inspiration to the topic for today. And one, I've wanted to pull out of the hat a little bit, because it's a perfect off-season topic.
We're in this moment of relative nothings.
Yeah. Well, the All-Star break's next week. It's coming. It's hurtling towards us like a meteor.
Well, hey. A 10-game win streak for the Jays was snapped yesterday. Yep. Thanks, White Sox of all teams.
This is an ugly game. 2-1? Not good. It's not fun, realistically. 2-1 game, eh.
I don't want to talk about it, but I also don't want to talk about it.
They're still good. They're still good.
They're still so good, and I think they're going to keep going.
You're not going to win them all, but 10-game win streak helps.
10-game win streak closed at the hands of the White Sox? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
They'll be back, though. Are they playing today? They're playing today, right?
Yeah, they're playing today.
Is it early afternoon baseball, though? Because yesterday was very weird, where everyone was playing in the afternoon, including the Bisons, which was very weird. Yeah, well, the Mets have a doubleheader today.
They're playing the opposite of early today.
They're not playing at all.
Well, no. They are playing at 10:05 first pitch. Against the A's.
That's tomorrow. They have off today.
Oh, they have off today. Yeah. So it is the opposite.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Here I am not looking at the date.
Ooh.
Which now makes sense. You just played yesterday. You're traveling out west.
Yeah. As a Halos fan, welcome to the. You'll find out tomorrow morning how they did.
Probably.
Yeah. But so Joe was talking today about your favorite memories at the stadium. I have a few, but not a ton. I was never somebody that went to a lot of games. I went to a few, but I haven't been to a playoff game.
Ever since working here, yeah. I have been to one game. And that game was the one on, I think I'm going to say it this way. Yeah, it was on drugs. The game against the Vikings
yeah. Justin Jefferson's amazing catch.
The Bills being the goal knocked line back, disaster. Fumbling the ball instead of a safety. It's a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe Davis catches a pass that is very clearly not a catch. They reward it.
Yep.
Bass gets them to overtime.
That was a fun game.
There were two goal line stands in that game from the Bills defense. And then the Bills red zone woes continued because the offensive coordinator at the time didn't know how to do spacing concepts.
That's hard. I get it. That's hard.
And Allen was ultra aggressive.
I It was a fun game. It ends in a loss, but it's a fun game.
That is a fun game.
It's certainly a fun game.
It was worth every single entertainment dollar, mm-hmm. but I will never forget where I was sitting and the reactions. There were a decent amount of Vikings fans around me.
Yeah.
They were like, okay, well, good game. And I'm like, we're not done yet.
Yeah, it was not over with.
But then I very quickly ate those words.
Yeah. Mine was the 2011 season. It's my first regular season game I ever went to. Because I had been to a few kids' days. I went with my Pee-wee football team and stuff like that. But my first regular season game I'd went to with my dad and my brother was the Philadelphia Eagles game. When they end up beating the Mike Vick-led Eagles. I think it's the year after the Dream Team is 2011. I think 2010 was the Dream Team. But you kind of have all their hype. They end up falling flat. But the Bills start that season 4-1, and I've talked a lot about it. Like, I have a lot of fondness for the 2011 season,
yep.
even with it ending as horribly as it does. But those first 6 weeks before the bye were some of my favorite memories for a long time as a Bills fan. The week one win against the Chiefs, this is before, obviously, the rivalry builds up. I just loved, you know, going on the next morning to watch, I think, like NFL like morning or something like that, or NFL Total Access, just to watch the highlights again. And to hear them talk about like all like the seventh round picks, the D3 college guys, who are these random people putting up 41 points? Obviously the Patriots win, which I know a bunch of people talked about this morning
yep.
for their favorite Bills, you know, stadium moment. That game was just, oh my God, like what is happening? And then for me, it was going to that Eagles game where the Eagles had all this hype, they had all this talent. I think Vic throws like 3 or 4 picks. The Bills win kind of comfortably, even though the score's a little bit closer. And I do remember leaving, like for me, that was the game where I left the stadium going like, yeah, I'm a Bills fan. Because I had an AFC team and I had an NFC team. My NFC team was the Eagles. I had watched the movie Invincible with Mark Wahlberg, and that was like the first sports movie I can remember watching where it was real teams for like, you know, the sport they're covering. But I also loved the Bills fans. It was always easy to watch the games, and I liked a lot of the players, and I kept up with the teams and all that stuff. And then so the Eagles game was that perfect, like, hey, we can go, you know, kill two birds with one stone sort of deal. I left the game as a Bills fan. I haven't looked back. It was so much fun. I have so many fond memories of it.
And look where we are today.
Even a 50-year-old guy, like, kind of like giving me the business. Like, I'm 10 years old or so, mm-hmm. and it's just giving me the business being an Eagles fan. I'm like, I'm also rooting for the Bills. I just want a good game. I'm 10. Like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
And I left as a Bills fan. I haven't looked back, and it's one of my fonder, like, sports memories. But for today, we're thinking taking it a little broader. We don't want to steal Joe's topic, but also have some fun. It is the
also,
off season.
Also, give it a little bit of juice again to revisit yeah. it. You know, it's not something to like. We don't need to ride the momentum on this sort mm-hmm. of thing because, well, you know, it's already been done today. We can revive that at any point right now as well.
Mm-hmm. But for this, we're thinking your favorite Bills season of all time, because while yes, there has not been any championships, there has certainly been a lot of fun. And there has been really memorable moments. And, you know, specifically, I think for a lot of, like, the younger generation, too, there has been this run here of years that have just been awesome following years of just torment.
And that's the thing is that we're going to get a massive gap if we get these answers.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a gap. One might say 17 years worth.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially.
Well, I mean, I did just talk about how 2011 is very fond for me. It's not my favorite Bill season, right. Don't worry, but...
But
there will probably be people out there who's like, I went to a ton of Bills games. They were, you know, it was fun. 2002 could probably be on there for some people.
Yeah.
It or just, 2004, excuse me.
With the bitter ending that was that year.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, there's probably, I'm going to assume healthily, that there's probably a double-digit year gap, nearly 2-decade sort of gap in the answers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's totally fair and reasonable.
Because I think that, like, and this is probably true for most sports teams, we talk about the Sabres a lot, and for me, like, 06-07 is always brought up. Like,
right.
like that one is always brought up. I think for the Bills, because there is two different distinct eras of winning, plus some years before the 90s, a little bit after them,
and that's the answers that I would love to be educated on.
Yeah, like, I think there is a lot of variance there, because it could very much be just where you were at in your life.
And for several generations worth of Bills fans,
mm-hmm.
recent years are only going to be the answer.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are either not alive or too young to recollect anything.
Mm-hmm. So 803-0550, the number to call. We'll have fun with it all day. Your favorite Bills season of all time, or at least in your lifetime. Derek, you have one that I can totally understand it, but also your blood pressure must have been a mess that year.
It wasn't. Mostly because...
Brave.
Here's the funniest thing. I started working here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're the bright-eyed kid.
You got all the energy in the world.
Like, oh my God, this is amazing. Not that I'm not... Not that I don't enjoy it. Let's be abundantly clear here. But, you know, you just walk into a new job and you're like, oh my God, this is the coolest. And the first things that are happening here are, well, Rex Ryan has been let go. Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean McDermott has been introduced to the Bills. This is the 2017 season. That's right, the drought breaker. And it is my favorite for a lot of reasons. One of which is that it is a nightmare season that went right. If you go back, it is a fever dream that they made the playoffs at all.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrod Taylor, as the starting quarterback through the majority of the season, does not have the starting quarterback designation in the first game, though. No, that is because this year starts with a quarterback competition.
Yep, because Tyrod had just come over from Baltimore. He's that fun free agency they Taylor got, but we don't really know
Matt
who he is.
Matt Cassel,
mm-hmm.
who gets the day one nod as the opening day starter or quarterback. Taylor is credited with being in the starting lineup, though. He is lined up at receiver for a gadget play. And they beat the Jets down.
Mm-hmm.
But that offseason, they trade Sammy Watkins. They trade Ronald Darby.
They're arguably starting over and expecting to be bad.
Everyone around is looking at them going, oh, they're tearing it down with the mm-hmm. new coach.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be hiring a new general manager probably within the next year, which is what they do. And, okay, let's get to work. It looks like they're going to start over. Cool. They get off to a 5-2 start. And you're like, oh my God, this team, like, Sean McDermott might have the goods. Okay.
But we had been here before, that whole thing.
It wasn't even we've been here before. A team that you were supposed to beat down in the New York Jets.
Mm-hmm.
On a Thursday night, it's a color rush game. It's the sequel, so to say, of the Colorblind Bowl, where the Bills had white helmets and red jerseys, while the Jets had white helmets and green jerseys.
Unbelievable.
Greatest game of all time that the year prior. But the follow-up, the Jets are in all white. They don't make the same mistake twice. Thank you. But they lose by 13 to the Jets, and then they get blown out by the Saints in a game where, it was such a dreadful offensive performance. So much so that Taylor gets benched for Nathan Peterman, heading out to LA to take on the Chargers. And I got paid to say probably the worst take of all time when I said on a Breakfast with the Bills on a Sunday morning, I think Nathan Peterman's going to be just fine today.
Well, to be fair, in the Saints game when he was put in, he went 7-for-10, 79 yards and a touchdown. He was very good in the preseason.
I was like, he's going to be okay. He'll be fine.
He was not, in fact, fine.
We get to before the end of the second quarter. Peterman throws pick number 5, and Joe DiBiase's out there in the newsroom with me, and he goes, I couldn't have predicted it goes this poorly. Because
let's see how much
him and I were arguing about this on air.
Let's see how much you remember that game. Did Peterman have more interceptions or completions in this game?
I think he had more completions, but it wasn't by much.
By one. He had 6 completions, 5 picks. Yeah.
I know that. But like the first pass bounces off of DeMarco's hands.
Yep.
It goes 6 the other way. By the time he's at pick number 5, he's sailing passes, and it's just nothing's working at that point. You're cooked. And I remember just thinking, oh my God. All right, so well, the season's over at this point. We're done here.
They're 5-5. They've lost 3 in a row, 2 of them being you could argue even 3 of them being blowouts because the Jets was 34-21.
You know what is an actual positive thing to take about the Bills and Chiefs rivalry right now? They're entertaining games,
mm-hmm.
no matter what. Like, yeah, they're losses in the playoffs, but they're worth watching. If you watch a Chiefs-Bills game from before the Allen era begins, Those games are nightmare fuel.
Yeah, you're in a bad spot.
Like, I remember the days of Jeff Toole throwing a pick six, or you're winning 16-10, for example. Or, like, those games were just bad football between those teams. And, but it's a Chiefs, a win against the Chiefs on the road that gets them back into business.
Mm-hmm.
A loss to the Patriots.
I was waiting for you to bring that up. They put up 3 points against the Patriots.
Yeah, you know, standard fare against the Patriots at this time. And then, speaking of fever dreams, the Colts game.
Snow game.
The snow game against the Indianapolis Colts where, oh, here's your good little fan PTSD. Peterman's starting again.
That's
in
right.
The snow.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, so this is how it ends.
Yeah, Peterman in the snow. The elements come back to bite you.
This is how it ends. We're going to fall to 6-7. We're pretty much chasing at that point. And the weather's miserable. Kudos to the fans that actually braved it and went out there. And then you got yourselves two of the niftiest passes that you will see in an NFL season from Bills quarterbacks, neither of whom were the starter.
Yep.
Peterman throws a dot for Benjamin
in
the end zone.
One of his five completions that day.
Gets concussed.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to go for an extra play. Gets replaced by Joe Webb.
Who goes 2-for-6, by the way.
Who goes 2-for-6. But he drops in to the bucket. An incredible pass. Zach, do you know who the wide receiver was that made that catch?
Is it Thompson? Deontay Thompson?
It is Deontay Thompson.
I know Benjamin and Thompson were like the two guys that day because, you know, there was a total of 7 completions.
You're right. They were the only two receivers to reel in a catch.
Yeah, there it is.
The other two players were Charles Clay and Nick O'Leary.
Oh, Nick O'Leary. Bill's great, Nick O'Leary.
But
never wore gloves.
LeSean McCoy in the snow is still a legend because he did that in Philly.
32 attempts, 156 yards, and a touchdown on the ground. Frank Gore was the other running back for the Colts. 36 rushing attempts, 130 yards.
But McCoy, though, that touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills are on the brink. A tie can doom them as well in that scenario, considering what the ultimate ending is. Anything other than LeSean McCoy taking it to the house probably ends their year. But they win. And they're alive, in the faintest of hopes, but they're alive. They win 2 of 3 against Miami to end the year. There's a Patriots loss in there, you know, standard fare.
Standard fare at the time,
yes. But that second Dolphins game, everyone remembers it. It's New Year's Eve, 2017. It happens. The Tyler Boyd play happens.
Mm-hmm.
4 of us in the newsroom run like the 4 directions of the wind, screaming and yelling.
We've all heard the clip with Bulldog.
We've
absolutely
all heard the clip with Bulldog. Our program director tells Nate, Ryan Gates, and myself, go nuts. It's New Year's Eve. Stay on as long as you want
to.
Have
fun.
Stay on as long as you want to. And I have to produce Howard and Jeremy the next day.
Oof.
So I'm like, I'm getting out of here early, taking a nap, coming back.
And then I'll come back, yep.
One of my core memories about this place is when Jeremy, I think letting us know to let him in.
Good.
Hurls a snowball at the window. We move the shades, see Jeremy bolt inside. Those two give each other the broiest of hugs. Of just like, we did it. We finally bleeping did it. And we just took calls all day of people being excited.
Mm-hmm. I think what's funny, too, what
then
I remember about
they score 3 points.
But on that, that's something I remember is like
what the hell was that season?
But at least like in my like circle of friends and everyone I was talking about with this game, no one really cared about the playoff game. It was just more like, We're back.
We're back. We finally did it.
We're back to the dance. Who cares that we're playing the Jaguars? We'll go down anyways. We don't care if we win. I know that's where I was sitting. I didn't care how it ended. It was just that we were back. It felt for the first time that the Bills were relevant.
I'm just more on the what a fever dream that was. Because you lost a game where you allowed 75 passing yards.
The Bills in that season, including the playoff game, scored 3 points three times.
Yeah.
A week two loss to Carolina. A week 13 loss to New England.
A 9-3 loss to Carolina in week two, by the way.
And then that wild card game against the Jags. That's incredible. That's truly incredible. They scored 3 points times that
this
season.
This is a fever dream season that is, you have to fondly remember it because of the fact that it's almost like you had no business having any of that go your way.
You kind of didn't. They had a plus 10 turnover differential, which is kind of a big part that people bring up because that was a huge part of them winning the Atlanta game early in the season.
But also hysterical because you had a 6-turnover game.
Yep. Was that the Atlanta game?
No.
Oh, no. They personally had a 6.
They gave up 6 turnovers, 5 of which were in the first half.
Yep.
Yeah, because then Tyrod comes back into the game in that one, fumbles, and it's brought back for 6 there, too.
Yep.
Oh, my God, that game.
So, that one game alone kind of hurt you, and this is probably true, too. The Bills obviously make the playoffs, though, and this is sort of a famous thing. They had a negative point differential, minus 57 points.
And back-to-back blowouts will do that.
Yeah, that middle stretch there probably did it. They were not a playoff team by almost every metric except the fact that they did, in fact, make the playoffs. Like, their quarterback play was terrible. McCoy was kind of doing everything for them. I even look at some of their stats here, Derek. I mean, you talk about the points for. I mean, 3 games, they scored 3 points. They were 22nd in the league. And then points against, as much as they were getting turnovers, they were very much a bend-don't-break defense. 18th in the league.
Yeah. And
they were not a playoff team.
No,
except
they were
that they were.
They were not a playoff team by metrics. Like, expected win-loss, it's like 6-10.
100%. Yeah. That team, by every metric, was exactly what the Bills were looking for by, like, we're going to be bad now, but we're going to be really good in a few years, except that they were actually okay.
The season was on drugs. Rick Dennison was a one-and-done coordinator for the offense. Bob Babich and Bobby Babich are on this staff.
Babich has been around for a long time.
Yes.
Bobby, I mean. Yeah. Bobby's been around for a long time. But that was always
the
thing.
But he follows in the footsteps of his dad, who was the linebackers coach that year.
Yep.
And Babich sticks around on this team. So, but that's, I'm telling you, this season was so bizarre. And it even begins with, in that offseason, they fire the general manager after the draft.
Mm-hmm. Beans hired, I think, in May?
Yes.
So he runs basically none of the offseason except towards the start of training camp where a lot of trades happen.
Yes.
And then that's the team going in.
McDermott and his staff utilize the reports of Doug Whaley, the scouting staff, and runs the draft that year.
Ends up being one of their better drafts, too.
It is also the infamous trade down and the Chiefs get Mahomes, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? That's conversation for never because I don't like talking about that.
It's one of their better drafts, though.
But again, this season was incredible in the roller coaster variation that it was. A team that had no business to make the playoffs that made it anyway.
Sabres, take the hint.
A lot of other teams are doing it. They find it fun. They find it entertaining.
If the Bills could do it with whatever crack team they assembled in 2017, and they had some bright young pieces that began showing up here. This is the offseason that they sign Hayden Poyer.
Yep.
This is where they draft Trey White, Deion Dawkins.
Matt Milano's in this draft,
is in this draft. Mm-hmm. They begin building
the Bills' core
for the first go-round.
Mm-hmm. And that's really the only connecting tissue in terms of on the field is a few of those players in the draft, because outside of that, this is like very close to being a one-off because in 2018, they're bad. They are not good. For Allen's rookie year, they're 6-10. They're 30th in points for, 18th in points against. It's 2019 where the actual like, okay, this is something. 2017, for a little while there, is kind of just seen as this like weird, hey, they broke the drought. This is great. Now they're moving on and they feel good about it. But 2018, I mean, you remember you know, Allen's rookie season, he's hurt for a little while. They're bad passing.
They trade Darius midseason as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So many things happened that year.
Mm-hmm.
It is. You want action? This was that. This is the team they should make the Hallmark movie about.
Is the 2017 team.
I'm not kidding.
But there were very few weeks where there wasn't something going on, something to talk about. There was not that feeling that I think we hit a lot now where it's just give me to January. That was not true in 2017 at all.
One of the things that you need, though, when you're not a good team is you need elite special teams play. This was when Hauschka was Hausch money.
Yep.
29 of 33. All of his extra points are made. The man was almost as automatic as automatic can get.
Man, even McCoy's season wasn't that great. Just over 1,100 yards, 6 touchdowns. He had a rushing attempts per and rushing of course, yards per attempt was 4.0. Man,
the tip of the
how
cap,
do
though,
they make the playoffs?
The tip of the cap is the final offensive touchdown that they score in the year.
Kyle Williams.
It's Kyle Williams.
What a
That's
weird
the
year.
That is the last touchdown they score.
What a weird year. 803-0550, the number to call. We'll get to yours coming up next. We got some tweets. We're looking for your calls as well. I'll also give mine. Don't worry. It's a lot more points. It's a lot more exciting. It's also a bit more recent. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original slab pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ravens trying to end it here. Fourth down. Dalton steps up. Dalton throws. It's complete. Caught by Boyd. Tyler Boyd. Touchdown. Remarkable. The Cincinnati Bengals have stunned this crowd.
Good times. I'm telling you, fever dream season. Just the fact that it broke a 17-year drought makes it all the more fever dreamy. But more hilariously so, the biggest play of the Bills season was not in a game featuring the Buffalo Bills.
I feel like that's like appropriate, though, of how that season
that
had to
end. That's the season that was.
Like, the dream would be, no, the Kyle Williams touchdown ended it. And it's like, nah, it only played a part. That's all you're going to get. That's the farthest we can go. Like,
the
you guys
don't. the Stones if it was, we're going to call Kyle Williams' dive to take the lead and put ourselves into the playoffs.
Love it.
The fortitude.
Love it.
That you'd have to have to be like, we're putting our season not in the hands of LeSean McCoy or any of our offensive playmakers. We are putting our entire season on Kyle Williams. Which, by the way, a little bit of a misnomer. Miami scores late because that Williams touchdown makes it a two-score game.
Yep.
Miami scores late, tries an onside kick, doesn't work. The game is kind of a comfortable one-score game.
Yeah, I remember watching that on a plane and all of us kind of just being like, okay, get to the Cincinnati-Baltimore game. What's going on there? And Cincinnati, I think, held a lead early in that game.
They dominated
that
early.
That felt comfortable. No. And then Baltimore took the lead.
They were kicking their butts.
Yeah, if I remember
and
that
And then the
right,
Ravens
yeah.
storm back, take the lead. I'm sitting out in the newsroom ready to send push notifications. Remember that, people?
Oh, man.
And Dalton throws a pick. It's negated on a penalty. And I go sitting. Oh, he almost throws a pick.
Yep.
He almost throws a pick. I go sit back down because I'm mad. I'm like, fine. I got to type up the message that the Bills are going to miss the playoffs again. And then that play happened.
I was able to catch that at home, the ending of the Baltimore-Cincinnati game. I watched, though, most of those two on a plane coming home from vacation. That was a weird experience trying to deal with all that.
It was me, Nate Geary, Joe DiBiase, and our program director, Alan Davis. And again, we scattered like the directions of the wind.
Yeah.
That was still
unreal.
Again, crazy season.
803-0550, the number to call. Let's get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Your favorite season in Bills history. Frankie tweets in, 2019 was the most fun. Back-to-back wins in MetLife. Duke's win in Nashville to go to 4-1. The Cowboys Thanksgiving come out party to go to 9-3. Playoff clinching Sunday Night Football in Pittsburgh. Electric playoff touchdown pass to Josh on opening drive. Big lead in half. McDermott defensive breakdown. 2019, I mean, I mentioned it when we were talking the drought ender in 2017. 2019 was the first year where it felt like, oh, they're legit. Fun enough, they also start 5-2. They have an early bye in week 6. But yeah, you mentioned the early games in MetLife because they go Jets, Giants, both wins. The Jets game has to be a late John Brown touchdown. They kind of dominate the Giants.
It actually takes legitimately till midseason before one of the New York teams matches the Bills for wins in MetLife for the year.
Yeah, that was the weird stat of that year too. Is that the Bills owned MetLife. I think that also started the we actually own New York kind of deal. I think that kind of started that run. That was such a weird season, Derek. The answer will be no, and that's okay. Do you remember the 2019 preseason?
No.
Yeah, good. The answer should be no. I remember it because I was with my buddy.
Oh, wait.
We went out for wings.
You're wrong.
Do you remember?
I do remember the 2019 preseason.
Wow. Good for you. That's disturbing.
Zach, I had to work.
Oh, well, yeah, you were working at that time. This was just totally as a fan. One of those games, they do play the Carolina Panthers. Me and my buddy went out for wings. We were just hanging out watching it. And I just remember how much they were passing the ball. And we thought, okay, we might have something this year. And if you do remember that start to that year against the Jets and even the Giants too, that's kind of Dable's coming out party a little bit too. They pass the ball so much to start those games. And it kind of doesn't lead to anything. They put up 17 against the Jets. They put up 28 against the Giants. But this is still Allen's maturing. He's getting better. He's not totally there yet. They do get they lose to a Patriots team, which is one of Josh's worst games. I think it's 3 picks. He looks terrible. They lose to an Eagles team led by Carson Wentz. That game's never particularly close. But then they go on a bit of a win streak. They lose to Cleveland 19-16, and then they win 3 in a row, including, I think, what many for a long time would say was maybe their favorite game for the Bills in like 25 years, the Thanksgiving game at Dallas. That is absolutely the Bills' coming out party for this era, this generation. Yeah, they were 8-3 going to that game. Didn't matter. It was on, obviously, prime time because it was on Thanksgiving against the Cowboys, and you dominated them. You have the Josh Allen moment where he has to pick up the fumble and go over for a first down. You've also, my favorite play of that game is not actually the fumble picked up for a first down. It's that Allen stops moving in the pocket at one point because he's getting absolutely zero pressure and then just dots one to Beasley. It's just – it's such a funny play to look back and watch. They dominate that game 26-15. You've got
my favorite.
Devin Singletary, I think, throws a touchdown pass in that one as well.
My favorite memory of that game is Star Lotulelei picking off Dak Prescott.
Yep, that happened as well. Yep.
Like, that's where, like, in that moment you're like, oh, everything's going wrong for Dallas.
Yeah, and everything's going right for the Bills. Then, funny enough, they lose three of their last four.
But the one that they don't lose
– is the Pittsburgh – clincher for the playoffs.
Is also the last time we did Sports Thunder.
Oh, really? That's the last one?
That's the last one we did because it was the clinching of the playoffs. It was myself and Lou DiBiase doing a Sports Thunder. And I was driving back from Lake Placid that day from a wedding. Drive back from Lake Placid. Come back to Buffalo in time to make it for work.
And then
do not leave until 8 a.m.
Yeah.
I thought I was done at 6. No, I stuck around to help make a duck hunt open for Howard and Jeremy.
But so, and that's famous too. Duck Hodges starts that game for Pittsburgh. The thing I will remember about that game, I can't remember the receiver that actually catches it. I think it's probably John Brown. It is Renegade starts playing. That's Pittsburgh's famous. They
and
play that song
Matt
in the fourth
Barkley.
Quarter. That's the big moment. And you got, yeah, you got Barkley like swinging the jacket, the whole thing.
He is rounding that jacket.
But I just remember they play Renegade. Steelers fans think, here we go, we're going to shut him down. And Allen just dots one like 30 yards down the field. And you're like, oh, it's done. We win. Okay, thank you. Thanks for coming. Tyler Croft catches a touchdown pass in that game. Just such a weird one. Frankie also brought up the Tennessee Titans game. That's early in the season, week 5. Duke Williams.
Oh, that's right, Duke Williams.
I was waiting to bring up Duke because when you get into the playoff game, which I was out at a bar watching this game, and this is at a point where I went out. It was me, my dad, and my uncle. We always went out for these games. I just remember we were all kind of Duke Williams guys, but it was the 10 attempts towards him, 10 targets, that were like, okay, enough. I've actually now had enough. He has 10 targets in the playoff game. They ultimately lose to the Houston Texans in overtime. There's a stressful kick at the end of that game to actually send it to overtime.
Stressful kick?
Ugh.
You forget the play that I'll never forget in that game. There's cleanly a minute left, and Josh Allen laterals the football.
I so miss Sugar High Josh. Like, but like a part of me was like, I was alive then,
He ditches the ball.
I was alive.
When they have time, everything's fine. He ditches the ball, and Bulldog walks out into the newsroom and goes, what the F was that?
I love him.
Oh, my God. I will never forget that one. And then, of course, there's him throwing a ball into double coverage to Pat DeMarco.
Well, how could you not, Pat DeMarco?
It's
a clear-cut playmaker right there. How could you not? It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
First 2 years of Josh Allen were a heart attack on a quarterback.
And so speaking of that.
My God.
My favorite season. And there is a little bit to this of it being my favorite season, but it is 2020. It is the true, okay, Allen is here, he's a demon, and the Bills are here, and they're going to be here to stay. There was a lot of extenuating circumstances, I think, to why for me. But
better yet, I just laughed about early Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
This ascension?
Yeah.
This rapidly?
Yep.
Nobody really saw coming.
Well, and I think a big part of that, too, is there was no training camp.
There was no training
camp. You make the Stephon Diggs trade, but we really don't know how that's going to go because we haven't seen anything in camp. There's no preseason games. There's nothing. You had camp, obviously, but there's no preseason games. You're kind of getting the reports that you have. It's not normal. So you're going into the season. It's very weird. I don't know if you remember. We had this whole thing for a few years of Josh Allen hasn't thrown a 300-yard game yet. Daniel Jones had.
Not only that.
All these guys had.
It has been several years since any Bills quarterback at that point.
So that's a whole thing.
Had not done it.
And, of course, you have COVID. There's no fans in the stands, and it's this very weird season. It's still, I mean, it's the only season of the last 50 years where the NFL, the salary cap went down because of it. I mean, it's a weird season, and yet the Bills go 13-3, and they're an offensive juggernaut. And this is – it's still my favorite season of this entire run and really my whole life. Points four, they put up 501 points, second, good for second in the league. And, yeah, you mentioned that early run there. I was late to the party. when I thought Allen was going to be the guy. I liked him a lot in 2019, but I was, again, I bring up that 300-yard stat because that was a big thing for me where I'm just like, when is he going to win throwing the ball? When are we going to have those games where it's just like no one can stop him, he's just in a different zone, and he's lighting it up? Well, I got my answer. The first four games of 2020.
By the way,
he's an animal that time. The Diggs trade is working in spades. He goes from a guy that's kind of unheralded, kind of underrated, to he's clearly going to be an all-pro this year. He's going to be one of the best receivers in football. It's an unbelievable year.
Zach, you mentioned the lack of the 300-yard game mm-hmm. until that first game of 2020. They had not had one in 3 years as a team.
Was it Tyrod against Seattle?
It was Tyrod in 2016 yeah. against Miami.
Oh, yeah.
The last time that a Bills quarterback throws for 300 yards.
Yeah.
And so Allen doing that, you're like, oh, finally. And then he does it again with better efficiency against Miami.
Yeah, it's the Miami game that, like, for me was just – funny enough, I don't know if you remember that game too. The power goes out.
The power goes out and you can't watch through the second quarter.
You missed Stephon Diggs' first touchdown as a Bill.
And the Bills tweeted a hilarious gif. Because this is also when the NFL was like, no, don't play videos on social media of mm-hmm. plays that just happened.
Yep.
And they like teams were having so much fun with that, with like terrible graphics.
Oh, man. That whole season for me was just – it was fun because, again, we were in a new world. But also, not just in a new world that way, but for me it was a new world with sports where – you know, up to that point, like every Bills game had this like kind of tension to, like, you didn't know if they were going to win, and I didn't know that feeling like that I know 90s fans had where you expected to win. We're at that point now. We're well at that point now that if they lose a game, there's genuine questions going on. But for a long time, it was, hey, that's the battle of the season, baby. Up and downs. You hope you got 10 wins by the end of the year. Where for this, I mean, I remember being very worried about, do you remember the Let Russ Cook movement?
I just saw, before that, I just saw the game that I remember upsetting me gutturally.
The Tennessee game?
Tuesday Night Football.
Yeah, Tuesday Night Football.
Where they pushed that game for the Titans so much.
42-16. It is a bad game.
It's an awful game. The Bills are like, are we going to be playing against the Chiefs or are we going to be playing against the Titans? I don't know anymore.
I think it kind of hurt them both ways because then they end up playing on Monday night the next week against the Chiefs,
yeah,
which just ultimately has now started the run here of them playing them constantly every year.
I could
year.
Not. Like that game, that was like – but yes, the Seattle game.
That was the Let Russ Cook movement. Seattle were freaky as hell to they start were. The year where – Wilson's throwing the ball constantly. He's putting up MVP numbers. This is also when the movement began of like, hey, Russell Wilson's been this great quarterback. We all acknowledge that. Why doesn't he have an MVP vote? That was a big topic of discussion,
that was a big
even
topic.
Though
and
MVP voting was different back then.
That season was also Let Russ Cook because they needed him to.
Yep.
They had the worst pass defense through the first eight games.
And the year prior, they really only get in the playoffs because Wilson performed magic. And then the Bills that day, Wilson is good, but he has two picks. Allen, though, 31 for 38, 415, and three touchdowns.
Puts down a bad Seahawks pass defense.
Just annihilates them. You also and there does have to be that ebb and flow thing. You have the Hopkins Hail Murray. That happens that week, and that was, you know, I had stuff going on in my personal life at the time during that game, so that game will literally never leave my mind ever. But then they don't lose a game again until the AFC Championship.
And lose a game until the AFC Championship, but also they give up a Hail Mary in the very next game. Like they
do.
Bye week.
That's right. They do.
They have the bye week and then the Chargers. It's uncorked.
Mm-hmm.
Caught. Oh, dear God, this is happening again. And then Anthony Lynn divides by zero and calls a run play. The Bills stuff it.
So good.
And goodbye.
So good. In this as well, you also have the Stephon Diggs three touchdown game against the Patriots.
There's the 49ers
which was,
game where
I
beat
know,
down
very,
a great defense.
I still think might have Allen's best throw over
Fred Warner.
Fred Warner
of
to
all
Gabe
people.
Davis. It's just it's on a line. They play the game in Arizona because it has to get moved. Just unbelievable. I brought up the Stephon Diggs three touchdown game against the Patriots. You know that I think was very cathartic for almost every Bills fan.
Oh yeah.
And then still my favorite playoff game that ended in a win is the Baltimore Ravens one. It's an ugly game. It's a grind fest. and you have the Taron Johnson before pick that, six. It's unbelievable.
Before that, that Colts game.
Oh, that game I have no fond memories of. That is so stressful.
I have
for
one.
No reason. Oh.
I have one fond memory. You want to know why? You said the stress thing.
Oh, you.
We were in a Discord chat for that game because you couldn't have people around, mm-hmm, right? Yep. So we're just on the Discord chat, and I'm like, we're going to be fine. Everything's fine. When did I finally get nervous, Zach? They were lining up for a Hail Mary.
Yeah. It happened to him twice that year.
It happened to him twice that year, and I'm like, oh, no. Rivers doesn't have the arm strength, thankfully. And they beat a Colts team that probably a lot of people would have looked at as, I could see you winning in the first round.
That's exactly what they were. It's exactly what they were. It was the first game in Highmark Stadium. They kind of had a few fans, but there wasn't that feeling. And
but also the Colts, they have this tough team. They're able to, like, rough and tumble throughout all of it. Phillip Rivers is still playing well enough.
Mm-hmm. And then it's close.
It's close the whole time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original slab pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Both teams put up offensive outputs that are fantastic in this game. Indianapolis had 163 rushing yards that game.
That's so unsurprising. It hurts. I loved everything about this season. And it has started a run.
And then that Ravens game,
they've
like
been
you
great.
Said.
It started a run where they've been great every year. But this was the one season where like the expectations weren't where they are at now. And I kind of just enjoyed every game. I didn't even bring up the Denver Broncos. My favorite quote from Allen ever, how many times do we have to score? It's just, there was so much fun during that season. It's such a bad year for so many people. The Bills really...
That Broncos game
they
where
were
they clinched
true
the
distraction.
East.
Yeah, and the Bills that year were just a true distraction, I think, for a lot of us in like the best way possible.
Yes.
And they have not stopped since. I will hold 2020 fondly, probably forever, even if they don't win a Super Bowl in this run, which, you know, God forbid. But 2020 was just unbelievable. 803-0550, the number to call. Your favorite Bills seasons ever. Doesn't have to be in this run, just of your lifetime. Love to hear them. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, here on the North Town Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Wrapping up hour number one here. Reading a clock is hard. We went a little late there. So, again, 803-0550, the number to call. Talking favorite Bills seasons of our lives here in the North Town Automotive Extra Point Show. Also, when we come back after a quick timeout, Bills wide receiver Elijah Moore released a video, and it got a lot of people unsurprisingly, including myself, very excited for the first-year receiver and what he could do for the Bills. We'll talk about that as well. Again, coming up after a quick timeout. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.